So my name is Paola Testa. I'm interviewing you for the One Another project by Anthony Gorman in Trafalgar Square on behalf of the Wellcome Trust. If you could just tell us your full name, your date of birth and where you've come from, please.
Okay, I'm Harriet Ann Prest. I was born on the 30th of March 1989 and I come from Leeds.
Just for the record, it is 4:15 in the morning on the Friday the 10th of July. Okay, great. Harriet, can you just tell us how you're feeling before going up on the plinth?
A bit nervous because I don't really know what I'm doing. I'm just going to see what it's like up there and have some fun, I guess. I've got my friend Jen down there and I feel kind of guilty for dragging her out at this time of the morning. Then my other friend Ruth's coming straight from working at a bar tonight, so they're going to be really impressed when I just sit there and read a book. But, you know, it'll be fun.
Have you travelled from Leeds today?
No, I've travelled from Bow this morning via the 25 and the N105 or something, and was really paranoid that we wouldn't get here in time because it took ages for the 25 to turn up, as per usual. But at least the Oyster men weren't on it, so it was fine.
But do you live in London now?
Yeah, I live in Romford Road's red light district, which is great. Well, not really, being a woman who's a prostitute at that time in the morning. but yeah, it's fun.
So how did you first find out about the project?
I don't actually know. We just had to fill in a questionnaire and I really can't remember. I think that it was the London paper millions of years ago, like in April or something. But I think it was them, because I've read about it, I'm pretty sure, and I'm pretty sure I was on Tube, so I'm going to go with that.
So what inspired you to take part?
Well, I'm a drama student, and it's just like, it's one of those things which doesn't come around that often, and even though I haven't thought up of anything to do up there, I think it's just, like, it's a bit of history, especially Trafalgar Square, because I've got a book on Trafalgar Square, because I'm such a cool bean. And it's like got photos of all the stuff that has happened in it and like the original drawings for Nelson's Column and stuff like that. And I was like, wow, if this book was being made in 2010, this project would be at the end of it. And I was like, ha, ha, ha. So I was like, I could be in a book one day. So yeah, that's why I decided to come.
How did you feel when you found out you got a place?
Excited and really confused, because I think someone must have dropped out of this time slot because it's so early. And because a couple of days earlier I'd got an email saying, you have not been chosen for the June slot, not June, July slot, but better luck next month. And then 4 days later I was like, congratulations, you've got a place. And I was like, what? But it was good. I was excited. I wasn't sure whether to tell my friends because I knew they'd want to come like today, but I did. And they were all much more excitable than me. But there you go.
Are your friends watching you?
Yeah, I've got Jen here, and hopefully Ellie's come in, and so's Ruth. Not that those names mean anything to the person who's listening to this wherever you are, but they're friends. And then my mum said she's going to get up early, because obviously mums want to watch people do stuff on plinths at 5 in the morning. And then my dad's in Germany at the moment and said he might watch on the internet too. So yeah, possibly.
So you've mentioned that you've not really thought about what you're going to do, but any ideas at all about what you might do when you get up there?
No, I've brought a few things that I like to do at home, like books. I'm going to take pictures as soon as I get up there, because you'll never get a view like that again, I guess. I've also got, at the moment, I'm customising a pair of leggings by sewing sequins onto them, and it's taken me ages, so figure if I've run out of things to do, I can always do that. I've got my like journal thing, so I could write a journal entry up there. I don't really know, just nothing spectacular, but just enjoy my time up there, I guess.
So what formed your decision to do or not do what it is that you'll be doing up there?
Well, being busy so I couldn't have the time to think of anything. Also being a student, so I didn't have the money to do anything spectacular with fireworks and stuff. And just because I wanted to enjoy it for myself rather than, I know it's a bit selfish saying that, but I would like to enjoy it for myself rather than not share it with people, but just spend it under the pressure of doing something. So yeah, something like that.
So who would you say you are doing this for?
Myself, really. Good old me. I deserve it. But yeah.
So you've mentioned that you're a drama student. Would you mind telling us a little bit about your studies?
No, not at all. I study at QM, Queen Mary, University of London, in the East End. And I study drama, and I love it. I'm going into my third year next year, which is pressure, because it's like sort your life out time. But I really love it. We focus a lot on live art, and it's just something that I never knew about before I came to uni, and it's been a real discovery for me. I really enjoy it, and at the moment where I am is the best place to be doing that in the world, so it's just a really exciting time, and all my lecturers are really cool, and like they do shows all the time and we get to go and see them do crazy stuff. It's like, oh my gosh, I'm like, you're my lecturer, and really weird, but I love it so much.
Can you explain what live art is?
Live art, or performance art, depending on which side of the Atlantic you're on, is like, it's like a performance genre, and it's almost like installation art, but crossed with theatre, so it's like with the human body rather than an art medium, I guess. The human body is a way of performing art, and it's like, it takes so many different forms because it's such, like, it started in like the 1960s almost, so it's quite a new art form. And it can be like durational. Like, I went to something at the Shunt Vaults recently where a woman was, she had like this little mirrored booth that you went in, and it had like real grass on the floor, and you like slow danced with her for half an hour, and she was doing this for 24 hours at a time, and she was blindfolded, and just, it was amazing because she'd been standing up for about 15 hours like dancing with people by the time I got to her, and she was just shattered. So you can have really interesting things like that, which are really interactive, or you can have things like, I don't know, Ron Athey does quite a lot of half hour performances, which are more theatrical, so they're really interesting as well. Yeah, that's the live art, I guess.
Have you got any hopes about what might happen when you're up on the plinth?
I hope that I catch the sunrise, but it looks like it's going to happen an hour too early for me. But not really. I hope there's not too many scary people around, just because it's such a vulnerable position to be in, I suppose. I hope... I don't know what I'm hoping for. An experience, I guess. I don't know. We'll see.
Do you have any fears of what might happen?
I do have fears that, well, I guess a fear that I might fall off the plinth is pretty high up there, but I doubt that'll happen. I don't think I'm that silly. Fears for someone yelling at me, but what can you do about that? Other than that, not really, but yeah, always some doubts.
Do you have any expectations about going up on the plinth?
I expect the cherry picker, or whatever the guy told me, to be really fun. I expect it to be cold, Hopefully I won't need the loo, but I expect there'll be a moment where I'm like, shit. But yeah, I think that's all I expect. Don't know what I do.
Would you mind telling us a little bit about something that's important to you in your life?
Right now, what's important to me? Housing. Oh my word, I'm trying to find a new flat for September. Oh my word, students are so temperamental. It's like, if we have a job, we're like, yeah, we can afford it, totally can. And then if we don't, it's like, oh my gosh. So that's a big thing on my mind at the moment. And haven't started looking yet and need a flat by the 1st of September. Going away in 2 weeks and then coming back and then going away again. So I've got a feeling it's not going to happen. Well, it must happen because otherwise I'll be a tramp. But yeah, something that's really mattering to me at the moment. But yeah.
If you had to describe yourself or paint a portrait of yourself in words, mm-hmm. what would you say?
I'm blonde right now. I've got red nails. I'm wearing some big black boots, some shiny grey American Apparel leggings, which are high-waisted, which mean quite a lot to me because I bought them for £28 last year when I was in a severe amount of debt. But I bought them anyway, even though I thought I'd never wear them, and now they're kind of my trademark piece. And they're falling to bits, I just sewed them up before I got here. But they're gonna last the night, I hope. Black skirt, dog tooth t-shirt, and a hoodie from Men's Top Shop, which is always fun. I've got brown eyes. I'm looking very tired at the moment because it's so early in the morning, but it's okay because I had a nap earlier on Harry Potter, so you know, always good. But yeah, I think I'm pretty, that's all there is to me really. I can't say much more. It's what I look like. I've got a face and 2 hands, 20 phalanges, 2 knees, scabby knees at the moment because I fell over, but it's all a good. Lots of spikes at the moment, but yeah, other than that, I'm a normal human being.
Do you make a lot of your own clothes?
Yeah, just a little bit. I love customising clothes a lot. At the moment, something that I'm so excited about is I found this, it's like a shoelace, it's like a bright yellow shoelace, but it looks like a tape measure. I'm gonna put on like a black t-shirt and stuff. I'm really into making skirts at the moment because there's that trend for like flowery skirts. And it works really well with curtain material, so I've just been cutting up all my flatmates' curtains and stuff like that, which they're not always too thrilled about, and it's kind of Maria Von Trapp and all that, but I love it. So much fun, and it's cheaper.
So you've just described yourself and your appearance. How would you describe yourself as a person?
As a person, I am quite talkative, I guess. Now I'm not going to have any words because I've just said that, aren't I? Oh dear. I'm not the smartest tool in the box, but I'm very good with a sense of direction. If you're ever lost, I'm very good with that. I'm like one of those people that you want to have when you crash on an aeroplane, because I'm not like one of those people who cries. I'll be one of those people who's like, come on guys, we gotta get home, let's go now. Or at least I hope I will. Yeah, I will, I totally will. What else is there about me? Me and my friend Jen were just discussing this on the way here, how in our latest drama group, we all got on amazingly, but we're all quite moody people.
but we're all quite honest about our moods. Like, we'll go, I'm having a really bad day today. I got out of bed on the wrong side. Don't want to talk to anyone. So just don't take offence. So we're quite honest, but moody at the same time. We kind of get over the moodiness by being so honest about it. Yeah. I think that's kind of what I'm like. I'm quite nice. I'll say that. I'm a nice person.
You've spoken a lot about your drama and your studies. Have you ever done anything like this before?
I've never stood on a plinth before. Not in Trafalgar Square. I don't think I have. We did a unit last year called Interventions, where we went around doing stuff in public places, bringing like the private into the public arena and stuff like that, but not necessarily on such a big scale when people are watching. It was more like if they noticed, like invisible theatre, where if they notice you, they will assume it's not theatre, or maybe they will. It's kind of interesting anyway. But no, other than that, just your bog standard stage stuff. I guess I did a bit of art back in school, but not for a few years.
Is there anything you'd like to add to this before you go up to the plinth?
No, but it's been fun. I hope it's good. Thumbs up.
Excellent, thank you very much.
Bye.